Join us as Ike Yosef and Jim Poplava interview Glenn Neely.
In regards to getting rid of the IRS tax system, what about the present money system in the Federal Reserve?
Well, this is a little bit more of a tough call. Because of technology, money has become really a virtual concept instead of a physical concept. I think there's inherent risk with that. So, it's a little more tough call, but I think at least on a fairness basis that it is unfair that our government is able to spend money that they haven't collected in taxes just by having money basically printed and lent to them without the okay of the U.S. citizenry. So I think over time, there's a high probability as the U.S. citizen or the U.S. population becomes more politically active over the next 5, 10, 15 years, they're going to be aware of these things in our system that allow the government to do things they shouldn't be able to do, get money they shouldn't be able to get, or spend money they shouldn't be able to spend. So a lot of the inefficiencies and unfair aspects of our system will be washed out because of increased focus on the political system and the fact that it's currently starting to break down in many ways, which I'll go into shortly and some of the reasons why that's taking place. So there's a decent chance, I'm not sure if it'll be a gold standard or not, but just there's a decent chance that the way money is controlled and the way it moves around may change, and that could put an end to the Federal Reserve over a period of time, but I'm sure that's going to be 20, 30, 40 years away from now.